Hello, I'm Charles Kurvis, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Kurvis Show. In this week's show, the big idea is to understand the price you pay when you don't follow your dreams, when you don't pursue your insights, when you don't pursue your big ideas. These dreams, ideas, and insights are gifts to you from the universe, from your soul, from your superconscious mind. And unless you grasp them, they disappear. This week's show and every show is guided by the formula SA plus P equals S. Self-awareness plus passion equals success. Your self-awareness tied to your passion will give you success. And success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideal. Since 1993, when I left the legal career that I loved, I have spent my time inspiring, provoking, educating people about the power of passion and how to live an amazing, magnificent life through pursuing passion. I've helped people via the books I've written, conference speeches, workshops, working with teams over long periods of time, and one-on-one executive coaching. These ideas make a massive difference, and one big idea each week can make a massive difference to your life. Often, it's just one little insight that can make a massive difference in our lives. I found this in my life. I urge you to think back in your life and go, gosh, what was one idea that made a difference in my life? I hope this show gives you such ideas. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket, my passion jacket. Red is the colour of passion, so every time you see red, I want you to think passion, and I want you to think, am I pursuing my passion? Am I wanting to identify my passion? Each week I share with you a book, a song, a quote, a spiritual tip, a health tip, and one or two jokes, depending on my mood. You know, this needs a joke because I really don't want to take life too seriously. That's a whole episode in itself. Are you taking life too seriously? This show is not politically correct. This show does not tell you off for having addictions. I'm having my coffee. I live in Melbourne, Australia. The coffee used to be the coffee centre of the world since, that's another comment where the dictator Daniel Andrews, our premier, has killed that opportunity, but I'm addicted to coffee. So yes, you're allowed to have certain addictions. This show is guided by the fact that we have a human spirit, a soul. So you are more than just your mind and your body. So what's happened in the past week? Since episode 27. Well, you can hear my voice is a little bit not in great shape. And that's because since Wednesday, I have not been in great shape myself. And it's probably, in fact, I'm certain, it's the strain, the pressures of the big move that I've talked about in earlier episodes of moving offices and at home to a new home. And then trying to keep work going. Now, one of the elements of being unwell is to make sure that you rest when you are unwell. So despite reporting to you normally that I've trained every day on my bike or cycling or running, and mainly bikes because of the lockdowns in Victoria, I have not done any exercise since Wednesday, and that's because I don't put my body under unnecessary strain when I'm not in terrific health. Over the course of the last week, the Victorian government has been proven to be a disaster. I say it's a disaster And there are difficult constitutional issues that say, well, if it's a disaster, then what happens? You see, if the CEO of a company is a disaster, the board can get rid of him. Well, if the premier of a state is a disaster, which I say he is a disgrace, a disaster, he is a liar, he is a micromanager who says, I don't know who imposed these lockdowns, I don't know who made the decisions to reject Australian Defence Force help in hotel quarantining. I don't know. It's my public servants who are to blame. That is such a lie. And I call on Daniel Andrews to, well, no, I don't call on him to do anything. I call on Victorians to not accept these lies. Now, the problem is, how do you get rid of a premier? And then people say, oh, well, the ballot box. Well, that's not going to happen for 2 years. Not for another 2 years. And so constitutionally, there are certain things. I certainly call on the governor, Linda Desso, to not approve, not give her assent to any legislation that she should not give assent to, because she's not bound to give assent to extraordinary legislation. And in Victoria, there's legislation designed to absolutely take away our freedoms. You would be horrified if you looked into what this proposed legislation of the Andrews government is. It is beyond belief, so much so that 18 eminent jurists, a number of them known to me personally, have signed a letter and published it saying how outrageous this proposed legislation is. I call on the Prime Minister of Australia to cease funding Victoria to wake this government up, because the Australian government has no power over the states directly. That's a constitutional, interesting conversation about why the states have their residual powers, a bit like America. And you know, you can't say that the President of America, Donald Trump, has power over the states. No, he only has certain powers. It's the states who create the federation. That's also what happened in Australia. The amazing impact of media, how it influences mass opinion in this state, constantly blows my mind. How significant numbers of Victorians can still think that Daniel Andrews is doing a good job. I'm flabbergasted, because if anyone takes any interest in this issue, they could not possibly think that he's doing a good job. He is a disaster, a disgrace, incompetent. His government is incompetent. Nevertheless, I'm not besotted with this, believe it or not, because I've been getting on with, and Julie has been getting on with, our respective work, thoroughly enjoying it, and attending and participating in webinars, continuing learning. And one great idea I learned this week, and I teach goal setting, but one great idea I learned this week that I want to share with you is to teach your children at a very early age to start setting goals. Help them get into the habit of setting goals. And that one idea, I go, wow, that's an interesting idea. That's an interesting piece to learn. I have five children, as you know, four of them adult, and they're four pretty successful human beings, very successful, I would suggest. But I didn't practice this one exercise of encouraging them to learn about setting goals. So take that on board if you have younger children. Now, for today's big idea. Before I get to that, I encourage you, ask you to subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, to share this podcast and YouTube with your friends if you think it's worthwhile, to subscribe to Passion Points to Ponder. That's at coves.com. Our other website is charlescoves.com, where I talk about the Self-Awareness and Passion Quest, a group coaching program, especially for C-suite executives, lawyers, accountants, and dentists. It is a program designed to take you on the quest of true self-discovery, self-awareness that will help your success. Check out those two websites. Now, for today's big idea, the topic of which is your regrets. Are they too few to mention? I want to take you on a journey. I want you to think back. to your earliest memory. Whether you were 2 or 3, 4 years of age, perhaps. And come back from that earliest memory to today. Just in your mind's eye, traverse your life journey to today. When I do this exercise in workshops, I do this over a period of 10, 15 minutes of taking you on this journey. I haven't got time to do that with you now, but just take a moment to think about, gosh, what a journey I've been on that's brought me to this point in my life. What a journey you've had. What dreams for your life have you had? What insights have you had along that journey? What ideas have you had along that journey? What books did you say, gosh, I want to write a book? What song did you want to write? What countries did you think you wanted to visit? What languages did you say you were going to learn? What business did you think you were going to establish? What truth were you going to speak? What relationship did you think I should repair that relationship? Who is the superstar that you were going to become, that you had dreams of becoming? What sporting achievement did you think you were going to pursue? Have you pursued or prevaricated? That's the big question. How big are your regrets right now? How big are your regrets? I hope they are, to quote the song My Way, too few to mention. Regrets, I've had a few, too few to mention. I hope that's the case with you. But many people I've coached over the years have big, big regrets. The good news is when you review your life and take this exercise and you realize that you have regrets that are not too few to mention, that are large regrets, it is not too late to change now. I believe as human beings, if you look after yourself, you are designed to live by universe, by God, by whatever you believe in, till at least 120 years of age. I assure you that it's not too late. Science says that our bodies can renew within 12 months. Every cell in our body is new in 12 months. You can renew yourself physically, mentally, spiritually. And today's big idea is to think about, to feel about, have you lived a life that is full of big regrets? You can change. You make the decision, then you go on the journey. You make the decision, I am going to stop living a life of regrets. And when you look back and say, what has stopped me? Almost inevitably, the answer is one word. Can you guess what that word is? That one word is fear. F-E-A-R. Forget everything and run. Has fear held you back, suffocated your soul? In earlier episodes, I've talked about love versus fear. But here's another angle to it. Regrets are driven, are caused by fear. Because you didn't do what you were inspired to do because of fear. You let fear overcome your spiritual true nature. I have regrets. I have many regrets. But I'm clear that they are too few to mention. Because tied into this question of regrets is the issue of mistakes. We all make mistakes. We have to make mistakes. That's where the question of regrets comes in and says, gosh, I regret that I made that mistake. Terrific. That's too few. That's not worth mentioning. That's just a mistake. The regrets that I have are indeed too few to mention. I won't indulge myself by sharing with you my regrets. My parents, my brothers and sisters, people close to me, there are plenty of reasons why I should have regrets, but I have embraced this game of life by pursuing what I'm passionate about, by pursuing this exploration of self-awareness, by pursuing worthy ideals. You can do the same. I hope this big idea perhaps wakes you up and says, I'm not going to live the rest of my life with any major regrets. So, guess what the song is? I love putting this on you to guess what the song is. And indeed, today's topic that I have explored in many of my workshops, but I was inspired yesterday. I had another topic in mind for today's big idea, but listening to this song yesterday inspired me. I said to Julie, no, we're doing a different program today. The song starts off yesterday, when I was young. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. Beautiful lyrics. I urge you to look at these lyrics. Thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. What a great line that is. Your dreams, did you build them on solid foundations? Or were they just ideas that you let drift away? I lived by night and shunned the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung, so many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. That's an interesting line. What pain is being referred to? I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. That's what this show is all about. Thinking about what your life is all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. Do you feel your life has large amounts of emptiness? The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seemed somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. Listen to that song time and time again. I hope it provokes you and inspires you to look on your journey and go, gosh, great message. And I urge you, it is not too late. Of course, the quote for the day, the quote for this show is, I've already mentioned it, from the song My Way, regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. The book of the week, wonderful book by William Whitecloud, The Magician's Way. You and I can be magicians. You and I can create our lives. Living your life as if you are a magician is available to you. The joke of the day, very relevant to this topic, believe it or not, because one of the reasons why you might not have pursued your brilliant business insight, your brilliant business idea, your brilliant innovation in your company, just a second while I have a coffee, is because of the fear of mistakes, because you might regret what might happen. You might propose an idea. Well, I want you to think information technology, and I love this piece. How often have you heard it said that if General Motors had progressed their technology as the computer industry has, we would all be driving $25 cars that get 1,000 kilometers per litre? Bill Gates originally came up with this concept at COMDEX, one of the US IT conventions. Perhaps Bill should consider that if the car industry had developed their technology like he did at Microsoft, number one, for no apparent reason, your car would crash twice a day. Number two, every time they painted new lines on the road, you would have to buy a new car. Three, occasionally your car would die on the freeway for no reason. You would have to pull over to the side of the road, close all of the windows, shut off the car, restart it and reopen the windows before you could continue. For some reason, you would simply accept this. Number four, and by the way, this is number four of 12. I'm not going to go through the 12, but it's a great concept. The safety airbags you have fitted would ask, "Are you sure?" before they went off. Great idea. Just imagine if Bill Gates was terrified that what he was inventing, what he was developing, was not perfect. No, the journey of life is not to strive for perfection. Perfection is the enemy of done, as Julie reminded me yesterday. My health tip for the week, which I have been practicing. When you are unwell, rest. I have lost a large amount of time this week because I have chosen to rest because I'm not well. In my life, I avoid relentlessness. Relentless is the enemy of sustainability. Your sustainability to perform at high levels. I have given myself the gift of rest. When you are unwell, when you need a rest, take a rest. My spiritual tip that ties into regrets is to learn to forgive yourself. Forgiveness is one of my 10 F's for practicing spirituality. This is a reminder to forgive yourself for your regrets of the past. Unless you forgive yourself, and I learned this from one of my mentors many years ago, unless you forgive yourself, the people around you won't be able to. You won't be able to accept their forgiveness. Learn to forgive yourself. You have come to this moment in time. Go, okay, I have big regrets. I forgive myself. It was my fear that stopped me. I am now not going to let fear stop me from pursuing my genius, my insights, my ideas, my inspiration, my dreams. Forgiveness is a very powerful idea. We are all perfectly imperfect human beings. Well, that's it. We've got to the end of the show. I hope you find it of great value. I remind you again to visit our websites, coves.com for public programs, for corporate programs. Subscribe to Passion Points and then charlescoves.com for the self-awareness and passion quest to learn about group coaching or individual executive coaching. You can find my books on coves.com. Buy them there. Passionate People Produce, Passionate Performance. They are life-changing. I have feedback from many, many people over the years. Reading your books changed my life. As I said earlier in the show, one idea can change your life. And lastly, remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel, to the podcast, and please share this show with your network if you think it's worthwhile. In the meantime, I wish you a week of passion in the upcoming week, of challenge, of embracing challenge, of fun, of great health, and I look forward to being with you in next week's episode of The Charles Coves Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.